Key tire.
Hi, is Bob in?
Yes, just a moment.
Cool, thanks.
This is Bob. Can I help you?
Hi, Bob. My name is Jeff with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I know you're busy. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we mailed out to you guys about two and a half weeks ago. Looks like it was based off some financing you guys did with Grand South last year. Does that ring a bell?
With who?
Grand South Bank.
No, I hadn't done anything with them.
Oh, okay. There's probably some misupdated information here. Based on that information, you guys are actually pre-approved with us for about $250K. So I just wanted to touch base with you and see if that offer has hit your desk yet, and also see what you guys got planned for this next upcoming quarter.
I don't have anything particularly planned.
Nothing particularly planned? What about next couple months or something?
Well, I mean, you know, something could come up, but I don't, you know, there's nothing. I don't have anything that I'm aware of. I guess mm-hmm. is the best way to put it.
Okay. How's business going this summer?
It's good.
Good. You guys ready for the upcoming fall?
Oh yeah.
Good. Well, hey, listen, we got a couple different programs over here. We specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Equipment financing is kind of like a traditional loan. Think of it like a typical car loan set up on 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. Typically, rates will start in the mid single digits. And working capital is a fairly new program that actually allows you to access more cash than a typical line of credit. And we base it off of sales, so we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, and you can kind of use it for whatever you want. So if you don't mind me asking, what were your sales looking like last year?
You talking about for the total sales for the year?
Yeah, not net income, just gross annual sales.
Gross annual sales, about 800.
800, yeah. So we'd be able to free up about 80K with our working capital program, just unsecured cash. We can get you approved in 24 hours. Assuming everything goes well, we can get you funded in 48. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in?
I don't know. I mean, if I needed something, but right now I'm on sort of the pay-as-I-go deal. I mean, if I need something, I just pay for it.
And right.
If I don't have the money, then I don't get it right then, you know.
Right. What kind of equipment do you guys usually tend to bring on?
You know, lifts, car, you know, truck, car and truck lifts and alignment racks and that sort of thing. But, I mean, I'm in pretty good shape on all that stuff right now.
All that stuff's going good. What about, you have any, just...
What kind of interest rates you guys charge on that stuff?
The working capital, it kind of just depends on what you guys are looking to do. But the equipment financing, if you're looking to bring on some new equipment, it usually just starts in the mid-single digits. Think of it literally as like a typical car loan. You're just making monthly payments, 2 to 5 year term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you have any lifts or any other kind of racks you want to bring on, I'd be happy to help you and we can get started.
So it's usually in you're talking about mid-single digits?
Right, if you're looking to bring on some new equipment.
Yeah, I bought a rack last year. I want to say it was a little less than 10 grand for that rack. And I think I paid about $2,500 of it up front. They financed the other seven or so. And I'm thinking it was, I'd have to go back there and look, but I'm thinking it's around 6%.
6%, yeah. We could probably work around that too. We're also pretty competitive with our equipment financing. So based on your previous history, we could always work something out to fit you a little better.
Well, yeah, if you'll check back with me, say, give me a week or so to kind of check and see what our needs are. I am looking at an alignment rack. I hadn't talked to, actually, I talked to Five Star Credit Union here in Dothan because I've got a lot of other stuff with them, and right now they're tapped out. They're not doing any commercial loans.
Oh, really?
It was kind of a shock to me, but they bought out another credit union. And I think part of it is they're just trying to get, you know, get the everything before they start doing any commercial loans. The way she explained it to me, they're just trying to get the two finance comp or the two credit unions in terms of all of their the other ones' commercial loans moved over onto their system so they can see just what kind of money they've got to work with.
Yeah, sounds like they got a lot going on.
Right, they've got a lot of stuff going on, which was really shocking to me because I've probably borrowed a couple hundred thousand dollars over the years from them. But
it's like, why would they not want to retain your business, you know? Even if they got a lot of stuff going on, they can still move their plate over a little bit.
The lady said, give us a couple of weeks or whatever, and I was like, yeah, it was convenient because I had it set up on a bank draft, you know, all of the payments were set up on bank draft.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah,
it's
that's
not
kind of
a question of have they ever been paid on time, because if they haven't, it's only because they haven't drawn the money out.
<laughs> You know, yeah, seriously. It doesn't sound like it's your fault whatsoever.
No.
How much is this rack going for?
Very much on the rack as it is now, because I've set the loan, and I have a commercial building that I bought last year too. I bought a 4,000 square foot metal building as sort of like a storage building.
Right. Yeah.
So that was around $50,000 or something like that. But,
and are you still financing that one, or did you just do that one upright?
No, I'm fine. Both of them. I mean, as a matter of fact, this morning the payments came out. I think the rack's around $160 a month, and the building is four something a month, because I just did the building on 5 years.
Yeah. That makes sense. And when was that exactly?
Last year.
Last year. Okay. Cool. This new rack you're looking to buy, how much is it going to go for, you think?
About $20,000 for the rack and the system that goes with it.
And that's all included?
Yeah. The alignment system I've got right now, you know, this computerized stuff, about every 4 or 5 years it's obsolete. So when you buy one, you don't want to take and go but about 4 or 5 years on it, because by the time you get it paid for, it's time to get another one.
Right, that
and
makes sense.
The one I've got out there now is 6 years old.
Oy.
So,
what do you look like? Let's say you were able to get this alignment rack. What are you looking for return on investment wise? If you can throw out a number.
Oh well, I mean, with that, you know, when you're talking about an alignment system, we do somewhere in the neighborhood of about, I guess in the average, I mean, it depends from month to month.
Right.
30 to 40 alignments a month.
Yeah.
You know, at $70 a month. So, I mean, $70 a piece. So, if you just say that's about $2,000 a month in alignments.
Okay. Okay. Cool. That's what the alignment puts out, or is that what you guys look to get kicked back?
We average about 30 a month times $70. And that's $2,100 a month that we take in on alignments. Of course, the only reason you have an alignment machine is to sell tires and to sell front-end parts.
Right.
I mean, that's like having the icing sitting over there, but you got to bake the cake before you can ice it, you know what I mean?
That makes sense. And you got to decorate it with all the frosting and whatnot. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, basically the return on investment is huge, because let's say that system cost me $500 a month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm tripling my profit over what I'm paying out.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, that is a good deal, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's why you don't monkey around. You just change the system every 4 or 5 years. But this one really got away. I'll tell you why. Because this one got struck by lightning and replaced a year into it. And so
it actually got struck by lightning. Wow.
Yeah, we had lightning storm here, and, you know, it's plugged in. It's a computer. It got nailed, and so did all my computers. I had to replace every computer in the whole business.
Jesus, man.
I mean, it was a direct, it hit right here at us, you know.
Do you guys get a lot of lightning strikes in Ashford, or what?
Not really. I mean, you know, it's no more prone than anywhere else, but.
Damn, dude, that's unfortunate.
That's a crazy deal. Yeah.
And you said this one's already about 6 years old now?
Yeah, well, not really, because I forgot about the replacement. That was about 18 months into it. So it's maybe four, right at the 4 year mark now.
Right, okay. So, I mean, it sounds like it's starting to use up a little bit of its life. When would you, if you had to choose, when would you like a new one by?
I, you know, I would I'm probably ready to make a move. What I was waiting for is in the fall to the winter. That's when things kind of slow down, and that's a good time to do it, because there's an installation process, so you're down for about 2 days.
Right.
Getting one rack removed and another rack installed.
So you kind of want to do that when it's a little bit slower, right?
Well, yeah, because you don't want to sit here and have and miss out on a whole bunch of alignments while you're doing that.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense too. When are you guys usually busiest during the year?
We're busy all the way through the year, to be truthful with you. I mean,
yeah.
Our busier months are typically, you know, spring to summer.
Yeah.
But you know, everybody has some down months, you know, back to school, August, that's a lesser month, but I mean, you know, we're in a town of 1,000 people, and we
right.
do $800,000 a year in revenue, so that ain't too bad.
Wow, awesome. Well, I mean
before I opened this thing 23 years ago, before I opened this place, I managed a store for 8 years in Indianapolis. I ran one of the Indy Tire Centers up there, and we were one of the busiest stores in Indianapolis, and we did like 1.2. So I'm not far behind one of the busier stores in Indianapolis, and I'm in Ashford, Alabama.
Wow.
You have to look on the map to see where we are. But next to Dothan. When I moved here, I stopped here to visit my brother-in-law on the way to Mobile to open a shop over there, and before I left here, he had me talked into this place, and I said, I just don't see where it will make it, but...
Just say hell with it. Get started, you know?
Yeah. Well,
and sounds like it's been going good.
It's better to have 90% of all the business than to have 10% of some of the business.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're going to start out, too. And if you're in a town with a population of about 1,000, you know, you can...
Yeah.
You play your cards right, you can monopolize that pretty quickly.
Right. Well, if you're the president of the Chamber of Commerce, president of the school board... President of the rec department, I've been all of that.
Oh, then you know everyone. There you go. That's
right,
where it is.
Because my kids grew up in this community, so I've been real involved in it since I moved here.
That's good stuff, Bob. I like to hear that. It sounds like you got a good thing going for you.
Yeah, you just have to take, once you get it, you have to take care of it, take care of the people, and treat them like they're, you know, they're your neighbors and family and such.
That's got to be the biggest thing in a small community like that, just being genuine, huh?
Yeah, because if you're not on top of things, they'll wipe you out and just go everybody running around, and especially today with social media.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You get somebody mad at you and they jump on Facebook and before you
And then all
know
of a sudden
it,
the
man,
whole entire world can learn about Ashford, Alabama,
again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn, that's pretty intense now. I bet that's got to be like a pretty big shift with all the new like Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff coming out these days.
Yeah, businesses don't realize, a lot of them just don't consider the fact that social media. In other words, here's my thing is, you know, you should try to work with anybody as long as they're not being, you know, as long as they're not trying to be, you know, unreasonable.
Right.
If you've got a dispute with somebody, just settle the dispute so that everybody walks away happy. And unless they're being unreasonable, and if you're dealing with somebody that's an extremely unreasonable person, they can put all they want on Facebook because most people already know that they're crazy.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is, too? The people that are the most unreasonable are the ones that are going to go emotionally bash out on Facebook about you when they don't have a good experience.
Yeah, that's true, but what my point is if they're that way to me, they're that way to everybody else they encounter. So everybody already
that's
knows.
That's true.
I see they're writing something about Bob on Facebook, but, you know, that's that crazy woman that I had that argument with. You know what I'm saying? They all
yeah.
know. They're the ones at the rec department that are running out on the field and screaming and cussing out umpires and, mm-hmm. you know.
It's like you kind of lose a little bit of credibility after that, yeah.
Right, and they're the same ones that every teacher in the school has had issues with because you can't do anything with their kids that they don't go bananas over.
This is getting pretty specific, Bob. Is there a certain experience you've had with talking about a certain lady here?
I've had experiences with all kinds of people in different walks, but what I'm saying is that most of the time, you can be rational with people and sit down and say, well, listen, let's figure out how we can make this work so that you get what you know that you're happy, and but yet, you know, we don't take Bob through the cleaners on this. There's got to be a way that we can resolve. Most of these people are, you know, they're extremely reasonable. It's not like some of the people I dealt with in Indianapolis where, you know, they're out to get you from the minute they walk in the door.
Yeah, there's also a wider spectrum of people out there, too, because it's a bigger place.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
How long have you been in the industry, the automotive repair industry? Has this been from the get-go?
I got in the tire business when I was 14.
Oh, wow.
I worked in it all the way through high school, college. You know, my wife was in the military, so we moved up from Mobile up to Indianapolis. I was up there for 8 years. And then I was tired of running businesses for everybody else because I'm one of those people that if I close at 5 o'clock and somebody rolls in at 10 till 5 wanting something, I'm going to get them done if I have to be there till 6.
Business is business, man.
If I'm going to be that way, I might as well be that way for myself.
But yeah, then, instead of doing it for other people, someone else, yeah.
And that
especially
kind of work,
appreciate
you're always
it.
On salary. And so, you know, whatever your salary is what you get paid. It doesn't matter how much longer. So most managers, you know, there was 20-something locations up there for Indy Tire, and I was the only guy that stayed around. Sorry, we got a train.
No, I hear it. It's cool.
Of us here, but,
yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was the only guy that would do stuff like that, and I knew it. And it wasn't just because, I have trouble telling somebody no whenever they come in here needing something done.
Right.
So.
Well, hey, that's a good way to look at it. I mean, it sounds like you took the right step, especially if you're that one of those kind of people. Those kind of people aren't going to get extra rewards on their salaries, you know? Those are the kind of people that are designed to be leaders.
Right. Well, but at the same point, if I do that for some, they come rolling in here and they need a tire repaired, and I closed 30 minutes ago, but I'm in there doing paperwork. I say, I'm going to take care of it, but now listen, these are Walmart tires.
Right.
The next time you need tires, you need to remember that I opened up after I was closed to help you because,
yeah.
You know what, I'm just as competitive as Walmart, and I don't shut the door in your face when you have trouble. Walmart's tire and automotive department closes at 5 o'clock and they all go home.
Yeah. That's the thing with big corporations like that too. Their frontline employees don't even really care about the customer that much most of the time, I feel like. Or maybe they do, but they're not.
No, a lot
of people aren't, but let alone take the extra effort to stay past closing just to make a sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Walmart is, I mean, if you're shopping there, it's because you know exactly what you want, exactly where it's located on the shelf, and you know what you're getting into. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. If you were going in there looking for some kind of assistance, you'd be up a creek.
Get lost. Yeah, right. Yeah, no, that's a total croak. Yeah.
But if
Damn.
I need something, man, if you'll give me a way that I can get in touch with you,
absolutely.
I'm gonna pursue this.
The alignment rack.
The alignment rack, because
what vendor are you looking to get it from?
We got kind of busy after the last couple of weeks, and I've also own a used car lot, and I've got 50 something vehicles out there that I've just, you know, been tied up trying to, you know, get repairs done, get cars sold. I mean, I'm burning the candle at both ends lately.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Well, I mean, hey, if you want to get this alignment rack going, man, I'd love to help you out. It seems like you're a very decent guy, a very genuine owner, and I'd love to help you out if you want to go for it.
Yeah, if the interest rate is competitive, you know, I usually call the people that I've got my accounts with first because, you know, I just sort of do it locally, but I was really taken back when she told me they couldn't do any commercial loans like that. And I had asked her direct. I said,
I mean, especially when you've already done business with her before, too.
Yeah. I said,
doesn't make sense.
Hey, is this guy, because, I mean, I know the lady personally. I said, has this got anything to do with me? I mean, or Key Tire, or is there something going on I need to know about? She said, no, it's not that. I said, because I'm trying to figure out, if this is a, in other words, if somebody other than Bob called you, would that be the same answer? She said, absolutely. I said, okay, well, I'm okay. I'm not butthurt anymore, but I was kind of sitting there thinking that there was something going on I didn't know about.
I'd be a little butthurt. I mean, it's kind of like personal, especially if you've done personal business with them and they know you personally and everything like that.
Yeah, I think the whole thing came down to they bought this other credit union out, and I think that they got into more than what they were expecting, and I think they're the ones in some sort of financial duress.
Well, wow, maybe they should call us too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And banks get themselves in a quandary at times.
That'll happen. Well, I mean, also, like I said earlier too, like we're willing to play around a little bit with those rates. I mean, I'm pretty good friends with the underwriters, so.
Let's do this. why don't we take and let me get a to-the-penny cost on this thing, because there's two different systems that I was looking at, one with one company and one with another company, as far, not the rack, but the alignment machine itself.
Right.
I've always used Hunter alignment machines, but one of them is a different brand, and I've never used it before. But the guy that one of my employees I hired about 3 months ago came from a business that had that rack, and he highly recommended it.
Okay, that could be a good fit then.
I just said, listen, I'm not one of those. I'm not open to, you know, using something different. I just want to make sure that, you know, that it's as good a quality and all that. But anyway, I'll make up my mind on which of those systems that we go with. And if you give me a way to contact you, I'll tell you what the total cost of it is, and you can give me your best shot on it. And if I can do that.
Yeah, let's do it. I can send you an email if you want, so you have my email on file. It's probably the best way to reach me. I can also throw you my direct line too, just so you have both.
Yeah, it's keytirecenter@yahoo.com.
keytirecenter@yahoo.com?
Yep.
All right, and do you want to take down my direct line too?
Yeah, I'm going to write that down right now.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
James, would you guys see what that lady wants out there? She's out there honking her horn. Lord have mercy. She just pulls up and starts laying on her horn.
Is this the same lady that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, but it could be.
It might be.
Right,
fingers crossed.
I always kind of joke around. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, Throw Mama from the Train. It's got that lady that was also in the Goonies.
Oh, okay.
That old lady.
Yeah. I know the old lady from the Goonies. I know
that was the same one from this, Throw Mama from the Train. But anyway,
Oy vey.
This lady looks just like her.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Someone's going to go take care of that.
A tad bit senile. But
yeah,
she came in and she's laying into the horn because she sees me on the phone, and I shouldn't be on the phone. I should be walking out there to the curb to see what she needs.
Well, you'll get to her in a minute. She can wait a second.
Okay, what's your name again?
My name's Jeff, Jeff.
Huh?
And I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is spelled C-A-R, like car, and then D-I-F-F, as in like different.
Two F's, you're saying?
Yeah, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Uh-huh.
And my direct line is going to be 858-779-0937. And then I'm also going to send you an email right now, too, so you'll have that on file. Also, if you want to use the direct,
San Diego.
Yeah, we're out here in Miramar, San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you want to use the direct line, the best time to reach me is going to be Mondays and Wednesdays, and just anytime before 6:30 Eastern time, so 3:30 Pacific.
What do you guys? What do you need if we do something? What are you going to need in terms of qualifying the loan, Jeff?
So I would just send you out the application first, and then you fill it out. It's really easy. It's a one-page application. Then you shoot it back to me, and I would need that along with your previous 6 months of bank statements and then your most recent tax return. And then if you guys take credit cards from your customers, just the last 4 months of merchant processing. That would be about it. Just easy peasy. We'd be able to get it done in a jiffy.
This isn't going to be one of those things where you are doing the are going into the credit card stuff, right? And in terms of taking money out of the processing.
No. It's none of that. We just have to have it on record. You know, if you guys take credit cards from your customers, we just need to be able to view the last 4 months of the transactions. We're not going to do anything or fiddle with it.
Yeah, anymore. It's $30,000 or $40,000 a month in credit card processing.
Well, yeah, there you go.
All right, not a problem. So I see you guys are into the equipment leasing programs too.
Yeah, we specialize in the equipment. The working capital is kind of a newer lending product we've came up with about 2008.
Yeah, I was. I get a call pretty regularly from a company called Balboa. I'm sure you're familiar with them. Balboa Capital.
Yep, I've heard of them.
But anyway, they call all the time about equipment needs too. And then the company that. Of course, the company that's selling the equipment, they offer equipment through a financer too.
Right.
I don't know who they were. I was just my plan was to use Five Star Credit Union because that's who I've gotten the last two loans with. And
what did they offer you? Do they finance the equipment for you, or do they just give you a line of credit? Because I mean, we go directly to the vendor.
No, they actually finance the equipment.
Okay.
I didn't need a line of credit, to be honest with you.
Right. It sounds like you guys are doing pretty well as it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't live beyond my means, but if you get a line of credit, sometimes you can look at that and say, well, I can go ahead and do this or go ahead and do that because I've got that line of credit. But a line of credit is supposed to be something you dip into, and at the end of the month, you put it back in there.
Right. It's not supposed to be a toy to play with. It's just kind of there when you need it. Yeah.
Right. But in any case, I'll definitely get up with you in regards to the equipment. I'll make my mind up before the end of the week, and if you haven't heard from me by the end of this week, you can contact me back. But I'll call you.
Okay.
So basically, you're shooting me an email over, and
I'll shoot you an email right now with the entire package, everything that you would need, all that good stuff, and then you'll have my email on file.
Okay. All right, man. Well, I'll try to make my mind up because I do need to do something on this alignment system.
Well, hey, man. Like I said, we can fiddle around. We can work it out.
Okay. Well, I'll be back in touch with you, and I'll get you a total on this thing.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Sounds good, Bob. And then also, later this week, I'm actually going to be off later in the week through the weekend, so I'll be back in on Wednesday, and then I'll be back in, of course, Monday morning next week. So if I don't hear from you by the end of the week, I'll just give you a call Monday.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be gone Thursday and Friday now that I think about it. I've got a house rented out on an island that me and my brothers are bad fishing.
Look at that.
We're going to be gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Where are you going?
It's just off the off of Mobile Bay. It's a place called Dauphin Island.
And oh, that's cool.
I just rented a big house out there that's got its own dock and boathouse, and I'm gonna take my boat out there, and we're gonna take my one of my brothers lives in Augusta, Georgia. The other one lives in Wichita, Kansas.
Is this gonna be the first time you're going out there?
Yeah, well, no, we grew up going out there to the island, but
I mean to the house though.
Yeah, it's one of these VRBO deals,
Right.
We just rented it for a long weekend. It's my dad's 77th birthday, so we just all decided we would meet up out there and hang out and just go fishing and invite some family friends over maybe Saturday night. And my son-in-law's from Newfoundland, and his parents are down visiting, and so his dad's going to come out, and he plays in an Irish folk band, so he's going to come out and play some.
Oh, there you go.
drink some beer and just you know, just have a good time.
That sounds like a great weekend. All right, well, hey, I'll tell you what, Bob, you think about it today and tomorrow and then Wednesday, and when you leave, don't even let it cross your mind, and then I can get back to you Monday morning if I don't hear from you. But I don't want to take away from that vacation. That sounds like a blast, man.
Yeah, I hope it will be.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we hadn't talked by Wednesday, we'll get together Monday.
All right, Bob. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, man. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Same here, buddy. See you.
All right. Talk to you soon.